Hundreds of families across Canada are opening their homes to many Ukrainians trying to seek refuge and possibly new lives here. Alexandra Botyuk is one of them, a real estate agent based in Toronto. She joins me now. Could you tell me a bit more about how you connected with the Ukrainian family and how you helped them settle down here?
In Ukrainian community, there are a few Facebook groups, large groups, where people reach out and seek any kind of, connection, help, or support, even just the information. So it was through one of the groups. I'm a realtor, so a lot of people refer people to me, knowing that I deal with real estate. And they reached out through Facebook Messenger, and that's how we connected. Coming here, they had a place, she has her son in London studying at Western, and she eventually wanted to go to London, but she was arriving really late at night. And I said, why don't you stop at my place for a few days, just even settle down, get adjusted with time, and then you go further to London. And that's what she did. And then they stayed for about 5 nights, I think, or something like that, 4 or 5 nights at my place. And my son lives in London, so he hosted them for another, I think, 2 weeks until she found the place.
Could you explain what it would look like for somebody coming from Ukraine into Toronto right now, looking for accommodation, and what would the financial aspect look like?
I have a few landlords, owners of the units or houses or places that look for tenants, and they don't do it for free, but at least people that are coming here and have a little bit of savings can pay last months and the first months, or first months and a few last months, just as a security deposit. And I talked to the owners, and that's what the owners are more or less willing to do, in the hopes that people will settle down and get their jobs and will be able to pay. So there is a trust issue built, because owners know me, and that's how we try to do to help out. I do have a few people after my interview. I do have a few people that reach out from non-Ukrainian community offering free period of hosting, like for a month or two. But these people are mostly from outside of Toronto area. And Ukrainians, for some reason, because they know that there is a large settlement of Ukrainians in Toronto area, especially Etobicoke, East Mississauga, they want to be settling here because we have Ukrainian schools here, we have a lot of Ukrainian after school activities, and they know that and they want to settle here, not realizing that it is very challenging to find a place. So a lot of families that have relatives are hosting them for now, and we will be looking, once they have jobs, we will be looking for permanent, like longer term tenancy eventually.
What are some kind of challenges the Ukrainian families are facing when they first settle down with the family that's hosting them?
It's very, for a host, it is not easy as well, because these people don't know. They don't know. First of all, it's a very busy time for them to do all the paperwork, to go to Service Ontario, to settle down. Even that, like first few weeks to a month, is just settling with the paperwork and realizing what they have to do, where they have to look for work, where they have to, do their driving license tests, like everything. They, for a host, I'm not in the loop of all of this because I don't do that on a regular basis. I came to Canada 20 years ago, and it took me some time at that time, and I don't remember. I don't know the processes, right? And these people, they need help in even helping them, directing them, like where you have to go, what you have to do, what the procedure. So plus the language, There are a lot of Ukrainians who speak English and speak well, but there are some that don't have the language. They never, had a need to learn English language being in Ukraine, right? Working and being settled and being very successful in their businesses, and all of a sudden they have to come here. So this is another challenge that for the host, for that first week to 3 weeks' time, people are asking you a lot of questions, and sometimes you have to drive them, and you have to help them figure out even where to buy groceries around there, right? And what is around? Can you find an English language school around here? There are a lot of challenges.
In your experience and all the Ukrainian families you've met so far, do you believe that they will stay here for a long period of time?
That's a very good question. There are a lot of people who say right away, like, we are here only until the time that everything settles there. So people, a lot of people, definitely some were looking to immigrate to Canada even before the war, and this is a great opportunity for them. And they will stay longer, but there are a lot of people, especially those that have husbands there, that don't want to be here. They don't feel, when you have everything back home, when you make money, when you have a good level of, comfort and living, and all of a sudden you have to go somewhere else where you don't have the language, where you would have to start with no language. You can start cleaning the houses, you can start basic kitchen help, like things that you never had to do back home, right? I mean, for work. So when people come and they have issue finding work, they have issue finding place to live, they live on a totally different budget that they were living at home, they want to go back, and the sooner the better. They are really looking forward to actually get their kids and go back home.
Thank you so much for joining me today. That was Alexandra Botyuk, a real estate agent based in Toronto. For SayNews, I'm Gurleen Kaur Buttar. Until next time.